As the first hints of pinkish sunlight crept over the horizon, Finn shivered into awareness. She was glad for the sunlight. Though the solstice had long since passed, winter still hung on, making the days short and dark. She reached her branches up toward the sky, searching for a hint of warmth. What she felt was cold like she had never experienced. She searched down through her roots for the usual heat provided by the deep earth and felt nothing. Then she fell over. She had never done that before. The sunlight winked out of existence. When Finn awoke, the sun was halfway across the sky. It was at that blindingly bright point of the day that she always enjoyed the most. Yet her insides were so cold, she barely felt its heat. Insides? Her insides were usually more solid than her outsides. And why was her vision so conical? It must have happened in the fall. Oh, gods, she had fallen. So why wasn't she dead? Feeling unstable, she tried desperately to force her roots back into the ground. She tried so desperately that suddenly her trunk spasmed. She folded right in half and almost lost sight of the sky again at what she saw. Those things attached to her trunk. They were not roots. Those were legs. People legs. Finn squirmed frantically in a futile attempt to escape the people legs. She froze, then with terrified slowness, moved one of her branches in front of her. She had a great deal more movement than she could ever have imagined. Normally, she could only move in tiny increments in order to twitch her leaves toward the sun. Slowly, her limbs came into view. It was as she suspected. Her branches were now people arms, and she only had two of them. How was she supposed to survive with only two branches? Moisture rolled down what she supposed was now her face. She had seen such a thing happen to a person before, but she couldn't quite remember what it meant. She supposed it meant she was dying, and given what was happening, she welcomed the idea. She curled up into a little ball, tried to dig herself down into the dirt. And there Finn stayed as blackness took her again.
"Wake up, lassie,"
a scratchy voice whispered. Something shook her, making Finn dizzy with the movement. She opened her eyes and was once again overcome with a great sense of loss. Her vision was dim and narrow compared to before. Her new eyes took in a gray-bearded old man. He wore a slouched grayish hat that looked suspiciously like a hempen potato sack, its frayed ends intertwined with his dark silver hair, which melded with his gray woolen robes. The man's face was creased with kind lines, and his eyes shone a bright cornflower blue. The eyes looked strange in contrast to the shimmering flow of his muted silver hair. She had seen the man before, just as she had seen many men before.
"You're bound to freeze to death lying there like that,"
the old man went on, consternation plain on his face.
"You best get up and come with me."
She opened her mouth. Oh, gods, she had a mouth, and tried to speak. She knew the language from listening to it over the years, while she watched hunters and other folk from the nearby farms of Greenswallow in her glen. Yet, she had never imagined she would have a need to speak it.
"Who?"
she began, but the words felt sticky in her mouth.
"Who am I?"
the old man finished for her.
"Ayad is me name. I live not far off. You best come with me so you might warm by me fire."
Finn shook her head. "I'm lost," she lied. Her voice was much softer than the man's. It made her cringe, not because of its softness, but simply because she had a voice.